You're listening to Testimonial Tuesday with Dr. Drew Hall, episode number 39. In this episode, Dr. Hall tells the story of a lady who suffered with basically fibromyalgia and how she was helped with an upper cervical correction. Testimonial Tuesday is next.
UpperCervicalDocs.com.
You can hear more upper cervical testimonials at UpperCervicalDocs.com, where you can also learn how to start your own podcast and use it for social media marketing to market your practice and market upper cervical. Learn more about that by clicking on the services tab at UpperCervicalDocs.com. And to see an example, go to PierceClinicStories.com and see how the Pierce Clinic is doing it themselves. Thank you for listening to Testimonial Tuesday with Dr. Drew Hall. I'm Dr. Paul Hambrick, and today Dr. Hall is going to tell us about a lady who suffered with multiple conditions, basically fibromyalgia, and how she was helped with an upper cervical correction. Hello, Dr. Hall.
Dr. Hambrick, good evening. How's it going?
Good. Good. How you been?
It's been good. We actually, you know, I complained all summer long that we never saw the sun, and now it's November, and it was 95 in downtown LA the other day.
Oh, man.
It's about 80 at the beach today in November.
Wow. It's getting cold here in the Midwest. But
I was predicting this was going to happen, so I've been vindicated.
Do you guys get snowbirds like Florida does?
I don't know. It's a good question. I know that 4th of July, there's people from out of town that come down to the beach area. Hmm. But I'm not in the tourist area. I'm sure, yeah, there's people that come down here to avoid cold.
Well,
definitely.
90.
I think that's more like Palm Springs.
Okay.
In San Diego. But I'm sure the beach communities where we're at, there's a fair share of people. Santa Monica. Anyway, should we talk about our exciting testimony?
No,
I don't even know what number we're on.
Let's keep
anyway.
Talking about the weather.
No.
No, go ahead.
So let's see. This gal comes in. Oh, God. I think she's at about week 6 right now. Work comp case. Now, these are always fun ones to deal with because they've usually been through the ringer. I think she's been in the system for 5 or 6 years, and she wasn't diagnosed with fibromyalgia, but her symptomology was, for all intents and purposes, she has fibromyalgia. Mm-hmm. Just riddled with pain through the whole body. A palpatory scan of her upper neck and upper trap area. I mean, the muscles are just pretty much like concrete, and they have that spongy feeling, which means they've been like that for a long time, and quite a bit of inflammation. Mm-hmm. Insomnia, depression. Basically living life at 30% instead of 100%, obviously not by choice. And she's been miserably failed by the work comp system, who just wants to ram drugs and surgeries down her throat. And
right.
She decided to go outside of it. Good for her.
Mm-hmm.
And usually when I get work comp cases in, I'm a little skeptical because I find a lot of them are just riding the system. But this lady actually wanted to get well, which was rewarding. Got her through all the testing, just like last week, she had a ASR, not 4 millimeters, probably about 2 or 3 millimeters. Corrected her. Actually, she was referred in by the case that I've talked about 2 times, who returned to normal and who had that severe depression issue since a little kid after he was mm-hmm. bucked off of a, I think it was a donkey or a pony, I can't remember which.
Right.
Where he had the frontal lobe coherence tested by the biofeedback specialist. You probably all remember that one. Anyway, she got corrected. It's been 6 weeks. She was just in the other day. I asked her where she was at. She said she's 60% out of all the symptomology. She's sleeping better through the night. Her pain is probably 80% better. Her live-in, long-time boyfriend started care about a week ago. He had much less severe issues. He had severe upper thoracic problems, and even though he saw what happened to a girlfriend, he was, I think, a little skeptical. He was adjusted and got up off the table literally 10 seconds after he was correct and says, "Oh, my God, my pain's completely gone. That's crazy. It's all in my head." And he was just in about 10 days after the first correction. He went to yoga and did a couple poses to their extreme, and the pain came back. And, of course, he was off and got him corrected, and the same thing happened. He says, "Okay, two times, this isn't a fluke." So anyway, another upper cervical success story, and hopefully all of you who are listening out there, this will somehow affect either yourself or someone you know, and because of this, you'll end up in an upper cervical office, which is actually happening in my office somewhat readily, which actually that'll be the story I tell next week, I think.
All right. Looking forward to that one.
Let me just say one more thing. If these are new time listeners, I don't go over this every time we do this, but the upper cervical procedure is quite simplistic. However, dealing with a very complex system, that being your nervous system, and every cell in your entire body is directly under the influence and control of the central nervous system, which is coordinated by neurological messages from the brain through the spinal cord to the tissue. And if you're wondering how the heck these sorts of things can be affected from a light tap on the side of the neck, that's why I'm bringing this up. It's very simple. This is where every nerve impulse from the brain goes through the upper neck area to the rest of the body. And if you've been in a trauma that has caused the atlas to misalign under the skull and become locked, it's going to irritate the nervous system and cause your body to malfunction in some way. And at the other end of that, with time, is disease and symptomology. So upper cervically, we're not trying to correct or treat the symptom. We're trying to correct the structural problem here to allow the nervous system to function as it was intended. And as I always tell all of my patients, you aren't missing anything. In other words, you already have everything you need to be healthy in your body right now. And if you're not, it sure as hell isn't because of a lack of a drug in your system. And it's not because you need something cut out. It's because there's an interference to a normal function. And as BJ Palmer said, all you need to do is get the interference out of the way and all else will follow. Mm. Or here's my other favorite quote: "Nature needs no help, just no interference." Mm. I thought I'd throw that in here this time.
Very good. Well, thank you very much. We will see you next week, Dr. Hall.
All right, Dr. Hammer.
You've been listening to Testimonial Tuesday, the program where we hear testimonial stories from upper cervical patients. To subscribe to this podcast, please go to uppercervicaldocs.com. You can also subscribe in iTunes and the Zune Marketplace. I'm Dr. Paul Hamburg. We'll see you next time.